Hello and welcome to Pixel Parenting. I'm your host, Patricia Kangas, and today we're kicking off a special two-part series on a hot topic. When and how should I introduce video games to my kids? In part one, we'll explore when is the right time to introduce video games, covering age guidelines, developmental milestones, and the alternative activities that nurture creativity and learning. Then, in part two, we'll dive into how to introduce and manage video games at home, including setting rules, opening communication, and creating schedules. And also we'll talk about understanding the science behind gaming, such as the role of dopamine. So whether you're a seasoned gamer yourself like me, or just trying to navigate this digital world for your children, this episode is full of insights, recommendations, and practical tools to help you make informed decisions. Before we get started, let me share a little bit about where I come from. So back in college, I was totally hooked on World of Warcraft. And yeah, I'll admit it, I got a bit addicted for a while. It was a fun ride, and it definitely showed me just how fascinating games can be. Fast forward to now, I'm still a gamer at heart. I don't have that much time. And from time to time, after the kids are asleep, my husband and I love playing some role-playing games. Our last adventure was in Baldur's Gate 3, and we've already finished one campaign and have another one going on. Before I dive in, I also want to clarify that any mention of video game titles or companies is purely non-commercial. I'm not affiliated with these companies. It's just my personal experience and recommendations as a gamer and as a parent. Now, let's jump right into part one. So let's start with the big question. When is the right time to introduce video games? The American Academy of Pediatrics and European medical bodies give us some solid guidelines. For kids under 18 months in the US and under 2 years old in Europe, they recommend avoiding screens altogether, including video games. If parents want to introduce digital media around 18 to 24 months, it should be very, very limited and always together with an adult. The AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, says that we need to make sure that it's high quality and always co-view or co-play, no handling of the iPad for solo play. For example, a parent might sit with a two-year-old occasionally and play an educational game or app, like a simple shape or an alphabet game, for a few minutes. The content, as I said, must be high quality and age-appropriate, like think of digital storybooks or interactive songs. It is important to note that at this age, non-screen play is far more beneficial for children. And experts emphasize that supervised co-playing is critical at this age. Toddlers learn better when an adult helps them understand what's happening on the screen and helps them relate it to the real world. In the preschool years, so that's around 2 to 5 years old, small amount of gaming can be introduced, focusing on educational and simple interactive games. Research-based guidelines like the AAP, the Canadian Pediatric Society, suggest a limit of about 1 hour per day of screen time for this age. And that, again, includes high-quality video or shows. The idea is to make a screen use a supplement to active play and learning, not a core activity. Appropriate games for this age might include basic puzzles, color and shape recognition, or dance-along game. Again, at this age, 2 to 5, caregiver involvement remains very important. Playing together or talking about the game increases the value of the game and helps the child understand what they're doing. It's also recommended to avoid fast-paced or violent games at this age at all. So, content should be gentle, positive, and very simple. Research points that around age 4 or 5, it's a good starting point if you want to introduce video games and start with educational games. Although it's not necessary, and your kid will not be behind on their tech skills if you don't introduce video games at 4 or 5 years old. At this age, kids are developing basic motor and cognitive skills, and games like ABC Mouse or PBS Kids can support their learning. These games are easy to understand, with clear goals and plenty of positive reinforcement. Plus, they're perfect for playing together as a family, which is the best way to ensure that your child gets the most of the gaming experience. So playing together, it's essential. As kids grow, their gaming needs evolve. Between ages 6 and 12, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than 60 minutes of video games on school days for children over 6 and about 2 hours on days off. And many countries have similar recommendations. At this point, you can introduce games that encourage creativity, problem solving, that are project-based, and even that promote teamwork if they're playing with friends. Okay, now let's dive into teens. For teenagers, that's between 13 and 18, the general recommendation is about 2 hours of recreational gaming on school days with some flexibility on weekends, but avoiding marathon sessions. For example, if a 15-year-old spends 2 hours on homework on the computer and then 2 hours gaming, that's 4 hours total screen time, it might be acceptable if it's balanced with physical activity and social time. Many families also establish screen-free zones, like during meals and at bedtime. I highly recommend this too. The key is ensuring that across a week, children have plenty of time devoted to school, sleep, physical activity, and family or friends interactions. Gaming should fit into the remaining free time, not overtake other needs. Regardless of the exact hour count, parents should watch for signs that a child is gaming too much, that is, declining grades, reduced interest in hobbies, irritability away from the console, or consistently cutting sleep short to play. If those occur, it's a sign to rethink your strategy and find out what other events are going on in your child's life, even if you are within the recommended hours for video gaming. Communication is key. Also, keep in mind that every child is different. Some might maintain straight A's and active social lives with 2 to 3 hours of gaming a day, while others struggle with half of that time. Use guidelines as a starting point and adjust based on the child's behavior and health. Nowadays, from a gamer's perspective, I find that gaming becomes much more fun and interesting during these teenage years.
The world opens to action game adventures like Zelda, or competitive games, or more strategy games and more complex games.
I'll give recommendations of which games for which age in the second part of this episode. Stay tuned. Another question I get a lot is, how do I know if a video game is appropriate? Well, there's many ways to know. The first, you can check the rating. In the US, it is the ESRB, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, where E-rated games are okay for everyone, while T-rated games are good for teens. Europe has a unified content rating system, the PEGI, Pan-European Game Information, which label games as suitable for ages 3+, 7+, 12+, 16+, or 18+. But besides rating, my recommendation is to check commonsensemedia.org. Common Sense Media is a non-profit organization that reviews media for age appropriateness, including movies, apps, and video games. In their websites, there are comments not only from the organization, but also from parents and kids. And reading the comments, that can help you decide if the content is suitable for your child or not. Sometimes official ratings don't match what your child is ready for. So Common Sense Media is a great source of research-backed guidance. Okay, this is all great, but my child has barely mentioned video games in their life. Should I introduce them so they don't fall behind on his or her digital skills? Well, if your child isn't naturally gravitating towards video game, there is absolutely no need to force them into a new hobby, like video gaming. When they start to interact with peers around gaming, then that's a time when many families start negotiating rules around gaming. But there's absolutely no need to introduce them. If your child is not asking for it, there is a lot of time in life to play video games. And also, research tells us that there isn't a one-size-fits-all answer. In fact, many experts agree that if a child isn't interested, there's no pressing need to force video games into their routine. Studies also show that while well-designed video games can improve cognitive skills like working memory and problem-solving, and even foster creativity and social connection, these benefits are mostly pronounced when children play out of free will. Forcing gaming onto a child who's perfectly happy with other activities might actually create unnecessary conflict. In essence, if your child is engaged with sports, arts, or simply interactive play with family and friends, they're doing fine. Video games are just one of many digital tools available to build digital literacy. Remember, it's not so much about the screen time itself. It's about what they could be doing instead and the what. What are they playing to? What are they learning when they're playing video games? Are they socializing with friends? Are you having a family bonding time when playing video games, etc.? And that brings us to the end of part one. Today, we explore the best time to introduce video games to your kids, starting with very limited co-play sessions for toddlers and preschoolers, and gradually allowing more screen time as they grow older. Remember, it's not just about turning on the console. It's about making sure that gaming fits into a balanced routine that includes outdoor play, reading, creative hobbies, and family time. If you want to dive in the how to introduce and manage video games at home, please check our second part of this episode where we discuss practical strategies for introducing and managing video games, from setting curious schedules, using game contracts, to co-playing and modeling healthy habits. We'll also dive into the science behind gaming, like the role of dopamine. And if you have any questions or game recommendations, please drop a comment with the game's name, the suggested age, and what you enjoy about it. And finally, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with other parents who are exploring similar questions. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate your interest in helping your kids navigate the digital world thoughtfully.